Fucillo has been a ranking and influential member of Long Island's delegation to Albany. He chaired the Senate Transportation Committee. He's credited with securing funding for a second track for the Long Island Railroad and also getting harsh new drunk driving laws passed. Perhaps Fucillo's most important contribution for Long Islanders is that he kept the state Senate in the hands of Republicans, which in turn kept money flowing to Long Island schools. Desmond Ryan is a lobbyist for Long Island developers. He says Fucillo's resignation endangers Republican control of the Senate.
You can see what happened the last time we had a Democratic leadership. It became very city-centric. All of the initiatives revolved around the five boroughs, and that's how we ended up with the commuter tax. So a city-centric one-party government will not bode well for the future of the region.
Predicting votes in the state Senate has never been easy. Indictments, vacancies, and a faction called the Independent Democratic Caucus gave Republicans control of the Senate. Fucillo's exit, along with two others, could change that political calculus and hand control to Democrats. Governor Andrew Cuomo could call for a special election to replace Fucillo. His district leans left with slightly more registered Democrats. The district voted for Obama by a wide margin in 2012. Fucillo is the second Long Island senator to announce his departure. Republican Lee Zeldin said he will not run for re-election in 2014 in order to run for Congress against Tim Bishop. Charles Lane, WSHU News.